the people of the United States in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, and here is American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Dr. Deborah Davis. And we're going to be talking about a very real danger to your health that is well known, but the information is being suppressed. It was, many years ago, perhaps a decade or more, with one of my closest friends, in fact, my closest friend, who graduated from the University of Washington and went on to become an orthodontist. But Dick came to me at lunch and brought me a copy of the magazine published by the University of Washington that he attended. And basically it told the story of scientific work that had been done at the University of Washington on cell phones. Cell phones were becoming more prevalent at that time. Basically, the article said that their studies had showed that cell phones led to brain cancer and other physiological changes in the human body, and that they were unsafe. Well, what had basically happened was that the scientists at the University of Washington had studied cell phones, found that they produced cancer, that the physiological effects were devastating, and were going to write some articles, and they were threatened. The university was threatened that they would not get any more government grants, that they would be brought under tremendous pressure if they dared to put out the truth and let the American people know about the danger of cell phone radiation. Well, the University of Washington, there obviously were some honest people there, and they went right ahead and published the article, and they put the article in their alumni bulletin, which my friend Dick had gotten a copy of. He gave it to me. I read it at the time, and certainly there was no question that cell phones were dangerous. Now, basically, of course, today, most people carry cell phones. If a man has a cell phone, he carries it on his waist. Why, it cuts down tremendously on his sperm count. It cuts it in about 50%. But you have to understand that they want population control. They know exactly what they're doing and who are they. Well, I consider them the Brotherhood of Darkness, this group of people who really run the world. And they want people to carry a cell phone. Why? Because even if your cell phone is turned off, they have certainly software they can funnel into your phone so they can listen to your conversation even when your cell phone is turned off. They can track where you are when you have a cell phone, even if it's turned off. Cell phones are a wonderful way by which a small group of people can control the population, not only of the United States, but the entire world, through the use of computers that are recording everything you say and everywhere you go. And people say, that couldn't be true. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the horrible truth is, it is true, and Dr. Deborah Davis has had the courage to speak out on this subject and has come under tremendous pressure. Good morning, Deborah. Thank you so very much for being with us.
Well, thank you again for having me, Stan. And you're absolutely right about those University of Washington scientists. They were very brave, and they did important work, and it was published ultimately in 1996, but they suffered as a consequence.
Was it that long ago? That's what, 15, 16 years ago?
Yes, well, right, I document in my book, there was even research done by the Office of Naval Research much earlier in the 1960s and 70s by Alan Frey that also showed that you could have an impact on the nervous system from microwave radiation, and that was before cell phones existed. And nowadays, people are not even aware that a cell phone is basically a two-way microwave radio.
Well, I refuse to carry a cell phone. I might take one occasionally if I go on a long trip, but I don't carry it with me. It's always in my suitcase, and I ordinarily do not want one around. Why? Because they're potentially dangerous, and also it's a very effective means of tracking exactly what I say. But you pick up the story, Deborah. How did you become aware of this, and what happened to you personally when you spoke out and told the truth?
Well, the real story is continuing to evolve. The good news is that the governments of a number of countries have acted to issue warnings to their citizens, including the countries that are pretty sophisticated nowadays, like Israel and India, where they invent a lot of this technology, and they've actually issued warnings to children and have changed their standards. Even in the United States, just in July, the U.S. Government Accountability Office issued a report, which few people have heard about, that said that testing of cell phones needs to be updated because, in fact, we have not changed our approach to phones for close to 15 years, in fact, even longer. My own experience was very simple. I became a grandmother, and I owned three cell phones. And when my grandchild was 9 months old, of course, he was and is brilliant, and he could actually manipulate a phone, not just turn it on, but do things to it. And I became curious about what we knew about cell phone radiation. And as I looked into this, I figured there can't be a problem with it because, after all, I had worked at some of the top scientific institutions in the world. I was then the director of the University of Pittsburgh Cancer Institute's Center for Environmental Oncology. And I immediately went to talk to my boss, the director of the Cancer Institute, and I said, look, it looks like microwave radiation can disturb brain cells and can interfere with messages between them. And there's even some suggestion that it might increase cancer risk. This looks like it's real. And he said, well, you know, we better look at that very seriously. I think this can't be true. So he, Dr. Herbermann, and I spent many months looking over the data, and we concluded that there was really a reason for concern here. Dr. Herbermann was the director of the Cancer Institute at Pittsburgh at the time. And he issued a warning to the 3,000 members of the staff in 2008 that said, be careful how you use a cell phone, use it with a speakerphone or a headset, and don't keep it on the body for hours at a time. And what happened after that was quite interesting. Obviously, you know, it's not a very popular message, particularly given the way that many people are using phones today, and they are terribly convenient. We subsequently went on to found Environmental Health Trust because it became clear to Dr. Herbermann, who is the chairman of the board of Environmental Health Trust, and me, its president, that the university was not going to be an easy place to do this kind of work. Nowadays, universities receive substantial amounts of funding. The media gets a substantial amount of advertising revenue from the cell phone industry directly or indirectly. And so this is a very powerful industry, and just as that article about the University of Washington told you, when scientists Henry Lai and Singh published their findings...
Hold that thought, Deborah. We'll be right back here, the American Freedom Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, Drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. This is Pastor Michael Golden. My wife Danny and I would like to invite you to join us at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation for a Mikra HaKodesh, a holy convocation, every Saturday, Shabbat, at 1 p.m. at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. We'll be having praise and worship, fellowship, midrash teaching and study time, followed by an oneg. Check out our website at www.voiceofmanywaters.org. That's voiceofmanywaters.org. Or call us at 1-303-522-3562. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest, Dr. Deborah Davis. Dr. Davis, you continue right along with what you were saying.
Well, I was talking about Henry Lai and his colleague, Dr. Singh, and the work that they published ultimately in 1996 showed that microwave radiation like that nowadays is issued by cell phones could actually affect DNA. And at the time they published their work, the response of industry was, first of all, to go to the university and accuse them of improper science, then go to NIH and try to get their work defunded, finally go to the journal that had accepted it for publication and seek that it rejected. And when all of that failed, and it did, they then went and hired a scientist, Jerry Phillips, who was then working for the government and the military, and tried to get him to replicate the results with the idea that he would show that there was no effect on DNA from cell phone radiation. Dr. Phillips actually showed there was such an effect, and so he, in fact, had his work also pressured. And all of this is documented in my book, Disconnect, The Truth About Cell Phone Radiation, What the Industry Has Done to Hide It, and How to Protect Your Family.
It's rather frightening to think that this can go on in America. Of course, it's not going to get on 60 Minutes. Has any of the major media ever covered any of this information, Deborah?
Well, just yesterday, apparently, Sanjay Gupta did a report on some aspects of cell phone radiation, and he has given it some coverage. In fact, on the air, Anderson Cooper handed Sarah Jessica Parker one of those retro headsets, the one that looks like an old-fashioned telephone that you can actually hear with. So we really are seeing some attention, but it's really been not as much as is appropriate, given the widespread experiment we have underway now with our children and grandchildren. Our kids are growing up in a sea of radio frequency radiation from cell phones and baby monitors and routers and cordless phones that never existed even 5 years ago.
And, of course, this has put devastating effect. They know, ladies and gentlemen, they know it is harmful. And as a result of this, we see increasing rates of cancer. We see certainly increasing rates of disease among our people, and it's not that these things are happening. Do you go at all into the influence on fertility, on the sperm count in
right.
men, and fertility in women? Why don't you cover that? Because, of course, population control is one of the major thrusts of the people working behind the scenes.
Well, I don't know about that, but I do know that prenatal exposure to cell phone radiation in animals has experimentally been shown to be associated with reduced brain size and more brain damage in the offspring.
You're talking about
work done by the chairman of
obstetrics
and gynecology.
This, at least based upon the animal studies, she would be endangering the health of her unborn child.
Well, of course, let me just say this. if you look at the fine print warnings that the cell phones come with today, the BlackBerry, the iPhone, the Droid, they all say do not keep near the abdomen, lower abdomen especially, of teenagers or pregnant women. But nobody reads that. That's why you can find those fine print warnings on our website, ehtrust.org. That's environmentalhealthtrust.org. These are the fine print warnings that the companies issue. So the companies are trying to have it both ways. On the one hand, they have ads that encourage you to keep your friends in your pocket with your phone right next to your reproductive organs. On the other hand, in the fine print warnings, it says can exceed FCC exposure guidelines if you keep the phone in your pocket.
Well, I think it's so vitally important that people understand this, because you're not going to get this from regular channels. If you hear it, you might hear it once, and then you'll discount it because you only heard it once or twice. And yet people have to understand that this is a very real factor. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question, our number, telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. What actually happened to you after you began talking about this and trying to get the truth out? Were there any actions taken to silence you?
Well, I think one of the things that's been very effective is the book I wrote, Disconnect, is very different than the other books I wrote. I wrote two rather popular books. One, When Smoke Ran Like Water, was a finalist for the National Book Award. The other, The Secret History of the War on Cancer, was presented to the New York Academy of Sciences, a number of really eminent institutions, and reviewed around the world, New York Review of Books, etc. This book has had a very different reception, and I don't think it's been an accident. There's been very little serious discussion of it, even though it did make it into some reviews in the Washington Post, and even though Time Magazine and Newsweek gave it favorable mentions. And there's been some that I do not understand why my other book sold so well and this one has sold so poorly. It's called Disconnect, The Truth About Cell Phone Radiation, and I think that your listeners would be very interested to see it. And you can get it electronically, or you can buy it by ordering it from Amazon. But the fact of the matter is the sales of this book have never been what they were for my other works. And that's quite an interesting comment on the situation we face today. The cell phone industry is one of the most profitable and pays the most for advertising in all media. So coverage of this issue has been very difficult to get. That's why, although I don't agree with all the things you talk about on your station, I'm very grateful for the attention you're paying to this issue, because I think we share a deep concern about the future health of our children and grandchildren, and indeed of our colleagues. You know, your orthodontist colleague was correct to bring that to your attention, and he probably went on to advise his patients, because orthodontists and dentists were starting to see an increase in a very rare tumor of the cheek called the parotid gland tumor. 1 in 5 cases of this rare tumor of the cheek has occurred in Israel in someone under the age of 20 in the past 5 years, which is why the Israeli Dental Association has issued a warning about children using cell phones. And I'm not telling you not to use them. I'm telling you to use it with a headset and a speakerphone, and to never give a child a phone to hold directly next to their brain or body any more than you would give them a gun or a cigar.
Well, you then would not object to an occasional use of a cell phone. It's simply where it is kept and how often it's used. What about simply the cell phone when it's not in use? Are there any dangers to that? In other words, when it's turned off, is it still potentially dangerous?
Well, as a matter of fact, even if the phone is, as long as the phone is on and able to receive messages from the Internet, it is emitting radiation. That's what you need to know. A phone emits radiation so long as it's turned on. If you put it on airplane mode, you're not getting a microwave radiation. Now, while a phone is on, every 900 milliseconds, it's searching for a signal from the tower and pinging back to the phone. And unless you've disabled the location services on your phone, the phone knows where you are all the time. Now, this has the advantage, if you lose an iPhone or somebody steals a laptop, you can recover them. And because you can find out where they are if you know how to work the software. But the reality is it also means it's a way of tracking you all the time, and the only way to avoid that is to turn off the phone, disconnect from the put it in airplane mode.
All right, fine. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, ladies and gentlemen, and you'd like to talk, to have a question for Dr. Davis, our number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. And basically, cell phones are so convenient. They really are. And it's a wonderful thing to be able to have, be able to contact people. We see so many people using cell phones today. And yet, of course, one reason they do is because the information of the danger, not only the potential, but the very real danger of cell phones has been effectively suppressed today. Do you think that cell phones are having a profound impact on the health of the American people and of the health?
We know that they have to be having an effect on our health, but we can't actually demonstrate it at this time because, unfortunately, in the media, there's only one effect that people have talked about, and that's brain cancer. And that's unfortunate because brain cancer, we know, can take 30, 40 years to develop. We know that from studies done of people who've been exposed to high levels of radiation, ionizing radiation, do not develop a brain cancer until 30 or 40 years after that exposure. So we can't afford to wait 30 or 40 years to see a brain cancer epidemic occur. We are already seeing an increased rate of brain cancer in very young people in the United States and Australia, by the way. But the brain cancer story is the wrong thing for us to be focusing on. We ought to be looking, just as you asked before, at reproductive damage. We ought to start to ask the question, were you using a cell phone heavily during your pregnancy in order to see whether this plays any role with autism? And we fear that it could very well play a role there. We have to start telling men who want to have healthy children not to keep a cell phone in their front pocket. And we have to encourage people to get informed so that they can do what we call practice safe phone.
And I think that is really so important for men, is that carrying the cell phone, or sometimes they clip it on their belt. But I do have studies that show a definite relationship between the use of the proximity of cell phones to the groin and the fall in the sperm count. But there's so many stories out there, it's hard to keep track of all of them.
Well, that's part. I think right now we're actually drowning in information. And if you know, even if you're trying to follow the news, if it bleeds, it leads. And right now we have, we're completely overwhelmed with stories of varying importance. And it makes it very difficult for things, information on something as geeky as this to surface. And unfortunately, when we have the drama of a tragedy, as we do with some young women with breast cancer because they kept the phone in the center of their chest, very young women with breast cancer, that may get some media attention. But when it comes to the big picture overall, we're really struggling, and that's why talking to you and your listeners is a very important thing for us to do.
Well, do you think that the information is getting out? Do you think that the average individual really understands that they're carrying a potentially carcinogenic structure, mechanism in their purse, that they have it with them, that there is danger? So many of our young people, I mean, you'll see them all, I mean, go to the mall and you'll see them down there just sitting there. They'll either be texting or they'll be certainly talking on their telephones. Or, of course, many people are using their cell phones in their cars. They've made that illegal now, but they'll do it anyway. They're so convenient, do we have any idea how many cell phones are out there? There must be literally hundreds of millions of cell phones.
In the United States today, we now have more than one phone for every person. Some people actually have two. And certainly, when you take into account that many of our population is very young children do not yet have all of them, their own cell phones. So that's part of the problem. There's no control group. If we're trying to study something like behavior or headaches or insomnia or that weird tingling sensation that people don't admit getting, don't like to talk about that they have when they hold some of the new smartphones next to their head, we have almost no way to study those things. and it makes it very, very difficult. That's why we at Environmental Health Trust really want to encourage people to practice safe phone. We think you have to look at a phone like you look at a car or alcohol or even a gun. You know it can be used appropriately. You know that it can be dangerous. We need to use them as safely as possible. And frankly, we need to make sure that manufacturers design them to be safer. I think the public has a right to know that there are safer phones out there and there are devices you can use that will let you know when there's too much radiation. One of them is a software, an app called TalkOn, T-A-W-K-O-N. And you can't get it for the iPhone because the iPhone manufacturers don't want you to know how much radiation a phone emits. But you can get it for all the other smartphones, and it flashes red when the algorithm in the phone tells you that the phone is putting out a high level of radiation.
And now, why about the iPhone? Does the iPhone actually put out more in the way of radiation than the others?
You know, it looks like it does, and especially the new phone. As the report was sent to the FCC, the official report shows the iPhone 5 is one of the hottest phones ever made.
Well, that's awesome. We'll be back in a moment here with Dr. Deborah David.
Ladies, this is Dani Golden informing you that heart attacks in women can be different than heart attacks in men. Women having heart attacks will experience nausea, vomiting, indigestion, shortness of breath, or simply sudden and extreme fatigue, but no chest pain. Get emergency medical help and call 911 immediately if you are experiencing any of these symptoms. Pain, pressure, burning or squeezing in the chest, jaw, shoulders, back or arms that last more than 5 to 10 minutes. Unexplained shortness of breath lasting more than 5 to 10 minutes. Sudden severe nausea, vomiting or indigestion. Sudden sweating for no reason. Sudden unexplained extreme fatigue. Loss of consciousness or fainting. Or sudden unexplained panicky feeling of doom. The key, ladies, is to listen to your body. Follow your instincts, and if you experience symptoms that are disturbing to you in any way or even remotely related to your heart, get yourself checked out right away. If your doctor brushes you off, that's a sign you need a new doctor, one who will actually do what is necessary to get to the bottom of your symptoms.
When you focus on doing one thing right, odds are you end up with something really right. At Ram, we only build trucks with legendary engines like the Hemi V8 and Cummins diesel. And a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty that beats the Ford F-150 by 40,000 miles. We may never be called a jack-of-all-trades, but that's okay, because we're the masters of one. See for yourself at Ram Power Days. See your local Ram dealer today and get $7,700 in total values on the 2012 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab during Ram Power Days. See dealer for details and a copy of limited warranty. Values include $3,200 Bighorn package discount and $4,500 cash allowance. Package values based on combined value of individual package items. Residency restrictions apply. Offer ends 10-1. Cummins is a registered trademark of Cummins, Inc. Ram and Hemi are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group, LLC.
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, The feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest is Dr. Pepper Davis, and we're talking about the danger of cell phones, and we have a caller on the line. Who's calling?
Dr. Stan.
Yes, you have a question for our guest.
Yes, I have a couple questions. How far away does this phone have to be before it's not dangerous to you? In other words, if you're driving a car, can you just throw it in the seat? You're far away, or should it be farther than that?
Well, ideally, when you're driving in a car, you need to be very careful for three reasons. First of all, even talking on a phone does distract you. Texting, of course, has been shown to cause serious traffic crashes and death. But the other problem for the long term is this. As you're in a car moving through space, the cell phone is looking for a signal from the next tower. And as it moves from one cell tower to another, it goes to max power. So the absolute worst time to put a phone right next to your head is when you answer it and when it's moving from one tower to another, which, of course, you don't know when that latter is. When you first answer a phone, you should answer it in your hand, hold it away or on the desk, and say hello. People can hear from that distance. And then use a headset or a speakerphone. In a car, the safest way to use a phone is when you have a wired antenna into the car radio. Newer cars all come with that. But old cars, you can get an adapter from Radio Shack or other things like that that work quite fine. But yes, there certainly is a danger when driving. You do not want to have the phone directly next to your head. And the safer distance is literally just arm's length. Holding it in your hand, keeping it on the desk, that's safe enough.
Okay. The second question is, if it's attached to your belt, could you put an aluminum shield between you and the phone to protect yourself? Now, I've experimented with this.
Yes, I understand.
I have wrapped my phone in aluminum foil, and it will not ring, you know, if I call it. So I know it.
You're correct.
You know,
it also, so then the question becomes, if you're going to wrap it in foil and it's not going to get a signal, then why do you need to have it on your body, right?
Well, what I'm saying is...
My advice in general is, except when you want to be interrupted, put your phone on airplane mode. That means you have to know when you want to call. If you have to keep the phone on your body, there is a device called a Pong case, P-O-N-G, and that has been shown to reduce radiation. But even with that, you do not want to have that phone in your pocket all the time. You're absolutely right. Any kind of metal, aluminum, lead, silver, will block the radiation. And there are a number of companies now who are making cases that have metal in them and probably work. I have not tested any of them. There's a company called Belly Armor that makes a blanket or a clothing that pregnant women can wear. And in a number of Asian countries, the moment a woman is pregnant, she's given a pregnancy smock that has metal so as to protect her pregnant abdomen from all sorts of sources of wireless radiation, including the laptop, which is never, by the way, supposed to be held directly on your lap, as well as the cell phone.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you so much.
Please do look at our website, environmentalhealthtrust.org, because it has more information that can help you. And there's also free downloadable resources there that you can give away to people that are very simple and tell you the simple ways to protect yourself.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, then, Chris, that website, environmentalhealth.org.
Environmental Health Trust.
Beg your pardon?
EnvironmentalHealthTrust.org.
EnvironmentalHealthTrust.org. Our telephone number, if you're out there listening, audience, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And something, this is simply another of the hazards that we face today, but this is a very serious one and something you can actually do something about. Certainly cell phones are wonderful and convenient, but they have done everything they could to suppress from the public the very real danger that comes from cell phones, but especially in children. And you emphasize that, and I think that's something that needs to be said over and over again. Why are children so much more susceptible to the radiation from cell phones?
Well, first of all, scientists know that children are not just little adults. They have thinner skulls. The thicker the skull, the harder it is for radiation to get through it. They also have more fluid in their brains. The more fluid in anything, the more it will absorb microwave radiation. A microwave oven will boil a cup of water in just over 1 minute because it's 1,000 watts of power, about 2.1 1 gigahertz frequency. A cell phone has a similar frequency to a microwave oven, maybe 1.8 gigahertz, but much less power, less than 1 watt. We use a cell phone, however, for thousands of minutes a month. And it's not the heating effect that the cell phone causes damage with. It is the pulsed digital signal that appears to disrupt calcium channels, to disrupt the ability of cells to communicate with one another, and for cells to tell one another to get repaired.
Well, Chris, when we talked about microwave radiation many years ago, people used to stress the potential danger of cataracts. Is there anything to suggest that cell phones in any way may be...
Well, it's very interesting that you would ask about cataracts, because I've been told by an ophthalmologist that they're seeing more cases of cataracts on the right side in younger people. And most people are right-handed. The eye is going to absorb more radiation. I don't have data, and as an epidemiologist, of course, I want to get the information, but I'm trying to determine if this is the case, because there, we know that the eye will absorb more radiation. That's why we're concerned as well about the cheek. The ear, there is an increase in acoustic neuroma, which is a tumor, a benign tumor on the hearing nerve. And these are things that might show up sooner than the brain cancer issue, but even there, as I indicated, there is some increase in brain cancers in young people in the United States and Australia.
Well, I think these are things that certainly everyone should be concerned about, and the tragedy is that our attention is diverted to so many other things. Well, we have another caller. Who's on the line?
Yeah, this is Brian in Northern Colorado, and I have a question for the doctor.
You go right ahead.
What's her take on just radio, like a AM/FM radio that you'd wear for work when you're working around with scenery?
I don't think that normal radios are. I'm less concerned about. It's not at all. It's not a microwave radiation. It's a radio wave.
Like, well, if I use it on a daily basis, you know, because I work around machinery and I'm constantly listening to the AM radio and my headphones, I just want to make sure. You think that's pretty harmless?
The headphones certainly also are going to reduce it. And where do you have the radio?
Well, it just pipes into the headphone. It's like an OSHA headphone.
Right.
That blocks out, you know, machinery
right.
noise, and then, you know, it has an AM/FM radio in it.
And the radio is separate from the headphone, right?
No, it's inside. The radio is actually inside the little, it's just a little one-piece unit that goes on your head.
No, the radio is built into
You know what? I'm afraid I can't answer your question. I need to look into that. I don't think it's going to be a problem, but frankly, I'm not familiar with it, so I don't want to give you...
But generally, a rule of thumb is that radio frequency isn't as dangerous.
Hold that thought.
The radio signals are much less, though, than the microwave. Yes.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Mitt Romney on turning Colorado's economy around.
This president can ask us to be patient. This president can tell us it was someone else's fault. But this president cannot tell us that you're better off today than when he took office.
Colorado is not better off under President Obama. Obama's excessive government regulations are crushing job creators. Thousands of jobs have been lost. Thousands more are threatened. Obamacare, his war on coal, natural gas and oil, and the failed stimulus have hurt Colorado. Colorado is a state of business builders, but under Obama, businesses are afraid to locate here. We need an environment where entrepreneurs can flourish. The Romney Plan for Colorado? Mitt Romney will repeal Obamacare, eliminate excessive regulations, foster innovation, and create over 200,000 new jobs for Colorado.
I'm Mitt Romney. I'm running for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Romney for President, Inc.
And back here, we have a caller who's asking about the radio receivers that were built into a set of headphones that he was using all the time. Cindy, Dr. Davis was saying she really didn't know too much about that. But Dr. Davis, really the problem is that the cell phone is actually sending out a microwave electric signal. Isn't that the real problem?
The cell phone is a two-way microwave radio. That is exactly right. And it's most of the phones in the U.S. are programmed to search for a signal from the tower, even when it's on and in your pocket, every 900 milliseconds. That's more than once a second. That's the problem.
Now, basically, it is actually sending a signal out. Does it send a signal to the station?
Yes.
That's how it works?
To the tower. To the tower. Right.
So, in contrast to a headset that is receiving the radio waves from the atmosphere that surround us, here you actually have a unit, electrical unit, that's sending a signal out, and of course it's a very powerful signal. It has to be powerful to get to the tower, and of course that you have that you have it right close to you. It's going into you and going into your tissues, into your body, and it actually, you mentioned that the microwave radiation actually affects the DNA. Is that
it
why
it can?
It's so,
and
dangerous?
I guess what I want to say, I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with this device that of a radio frequency headphone with a radio in it.
Right.
If it is a wireless device, which it must be, then it may well be emitting microwave radiation, and I would not think it's a good thing to have it on your head all the time for that reason. But again, I'm afraid, you know, it's. I think this is where with this question and my inability to give it a cogent answer is part of the problem. It really shouldn't be my job as an independent scientist to tell you what's safe and what's not safe. I think that's where we really have a right to expect the private sector to give us information about their products. And so far they've been hiding behind things like their fine print warnings. If you go to the radio headphones, and you find out, go and look at their warnings. You'll see whether or not they tell you that this is emitting they don't use the word microwave radiation. That's another thing. They use the term radio frequency energy. It sounds very benign. But phones don't give you energy. They give you radiation. And the term radio sounds rather innocent. After all, radios make music and energy everybody wants. But the same characteristic frequency of radiation is called microwave radiation. And if it's microwave radiation that's powering that headset that he's wearing on his head with the radio in it, then I do not think that's a good idea unless the phones are particularly well insulated and sit, you know, a few inches off of his brain, which they may. So that's why I don't have the information.
All right. Well, if there's any other, is our caller still there? I guess not. Well, our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. I hadn't even thought of the potential danger of those headsets, but I'm glad that you mentioned that. Now, ordinarily, if you have a headset, though, that's attached to a radio, Beg your pardon?
It would be protecting you normally.
Right. All right, fine. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Has your message been fairly well accepted by the alternative radio system. There is certainly a number of people.
Well, Stan, I'm glad to be talking to you. I think Dr. Mercola has featured a lecture that I gave to the National Institutes of Environmental Health Sciences, and that can be found on our website. It's been seen by close to a million people, and it provides a very detailed overview of the science of what we know about the biological impact of cell phone radiation. It does not focus on brain cancer, but focuses on all the other biological impacts that have been well characterized. But I think, frankly, this is one of these really inconvenient truths that people don't want to hear about. So we don't hear a lot of discussion about it. I think a lot of grandparents instinctively get it. We're increasingly concerned about our grandchildren's ability to zone out and focus on a little tiny screen in front of them and get very cranky if you try to take it away. And we recognize that the time for children to sit in your lap and learn things is so limited. And the American Academy of Pediatrics recently issued a warning to the FCC. They wrote a letter that said that cell phone radiation standards definitely need another look. And I will quote from that letter from the American Academy of Pediatrics president, Dr. Robert Block. He said, "Children are not little adults and are disproportionately impacted by all environmental exposures, including cell phone radiation. In fact, according to the International Agency for Research on Cancer, when used by children, the average RF energy deposition is 2 times higher in the brain and 10 times higher in the bone marrow of the skull compared with mobile phone use by adults." And that statement is derived on research that was published by scientists working for Environmental Health Trust, Professor Om Gandhi, Alvaro de Salas, where they looked at modeling of the brain and concluded that children on average will absorb twice as much into their brains as do adults, and 10 times more into their bone marrow. So that's why the American Academy of Pediatrics has issued a call to the Federal Communications Commission asking it to reconsider its radiation standards.
Well, you know, one of the things, one of the new programs is to have every child in America have a computer, and they're going to have the computer on their desk, and they're going to utilize that computer for their educational process. But I would think that, of course, Cindy, as the children lean over towards that computer, that computer is actually giving off microwave radiation and is actually in contact.
Yes, if it's
electronic, is that a potential dangerous thing?
If the computer is connected to the internet through wireless, it is obviously emitting radiation, and it needs to be used with a pillow or on a desk. And again, the American Academy of Pediatrics has written that children under 2, frankly, need more time with their parents and less time with computers and televisions and cell phones. And they specifically have talked about the negative effects of all of this media, particularly for children under 2, where we can say that they need more lap time than app time.
We're out of time. God bless. Thanks so much, Dr. Davis. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Eleven years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan, I hope you enjoyed the program this morning, and I think it's vitally important you understand that we are under attack from all sides. Now, many people will tell you this is simply a matter having to do with profit. The cell phone companies want to make profit. But I would like to suggest that in addition to the desire for profit, there really is a group of people out there who are inherently evil, who want population control, are doing everything they can to endanger the health of people, not only in our country, throughout the world, by a myriad of means. How many of them are involved with the cell phone industry, I don't know, but I do know that certainly the fertility of both men and women is falling dramatically in America and throughout the world. I do know that there's an organized effort to limit the world population, and that they've already killed or prevented the death, prevented the births of about 4 billion people. They're killing millions every day because they're suppressing treatments for cancer. They're putting things into your food that promote cancer, whether it be aspartame or bisphenol, whether it would be the GMO products, whether it be the fluoride that you drink, whether it be the metals, the mercury and the aluminum in the vaccines that they're giving to our children. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. And you must help us get the information out. If you haven't read my treatise on the population control agenda, it's up on the internet. Just type in population control agenda. Put in my name or Radio Liberty or nothing at all. You'll get it. Read it. It's out of date, but it gives you an overview of what's going on. And then, of course, you need to get my talk on population control, the covert agenda, to DVD. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Now, I do want to mention we're going to be having an all-day seminar. It's going to be on the 21st of October at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course here in the Central Coast of California, one of the most beautiful areas in the world, and if you can possibly come, I think you'll be fascinated. Our program starts at 8:15 and ends at 6 o'clock. We'll be having speakers from across the country, and we're serving lunch. You have to have reservations. Looks like we're going to have a great turnout again this year. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. We'd love to have you come and have a chance to meet you. That's the all-day seminar, October 21st, and you make your reservations by calling 1-800-544-8927. You need to hear my talk on population control, the covert agenda, Agenda 21, the covert plan. Certainly Rosalind Peterson's DVD on chemtrails. It's called Geoengineering. Geoengineering. Benny Martini on the aspartame. It's called aspartame. Call 1-800-544-8927. Let me suggest my talks on the dark secret, on the forbidden secret. They're DVDs, and they come with syllabuses, and so does my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan. And there you'll get the Earth Charter. You'll get so many of the documents that go into the background of what's going on. We do have an excellent book. It's called, Sustainable America. Sustainable America. It's put out by the government. It tells you all about the Agenda 21 program to alter America forever. Agenda 21 is a covert plan to change the structure of our society, indeed of the entire world, using the threat to the environment Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. America is on the track today. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Ladies, this is Dani Golden informing you that heart attacks in women can be different than heart attacks in men. Women having heart attacks will experience nausea, vomiting, indigestion, shortness of breath, or simply sudden and extreme fatigue, but no chest pain. Get emergency medical help and call 911 immediately if you are experiencing any of these symptoms.